Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And this is Monsignor Frank Bugnano, Thought of the Week, Iowa Catholic Radio. One of the realities of life, folks, as you know and I know, is illness, sickness. Right. How do we handle it? Well, folks, number one, what the church teaches is very clear. See a doctor. You know, don't go that route of, well, it's in God's hands. I'm just going to sit back in my recliner and just let, you know, they say it's cancer. I'm just going to let it take over. No. See a doctor. Now, the doctor says, look, Jack, you can't do anything. You better just go home and rest. Fine. So, number one, you got to do something. That's why Jesus told us that God tells us that the Bible tells us that. But once I've done what I can do or medicine can do, then I'm in the hands of God. Now I go to step number two. I abandon myself into the hands of God. There's another reality going on here. Yes. And what is that reality? I have a loving Father in heaven. My gosh, that's why it's important to read the scriptures and to meditate on the scriptures, because they tell us a lot about life, a lot about ourselves. God's trying to communicate with us about who we are and what we're doing and how we're supposed to do things. So I just love Matthew chapter 6. He says, you can't serve two masters. Chapter 6, verse 24, 25, 28, 29, 33, all that. Don't worry about the food and drink, or about your clothes. Life is more important than the clothes, and the body more important than the food. Look at the birds; they don't plant seed and they don't harvest, and yet your Father in heaven takes care of the birds. Aren't you more important than birds? It's right there, verse 26. Can you live a bit longer by worrying about it? I love that sentence. Can you live a bit longer, 1 second longer, by worrying about it? Answer, of course not. Okay. And then he goes on to talk about your clothes and the flowers. He said the flowers, God makes the flowers beautiful. He makes you beautiful. If he cares about the grass that's going to be thrown into the fire in the fall, don't you think he's going to clothe you so you have little faith? So don't start to worry, says Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Don't worry about things. Don't go crazy about where's my food and my drink and my clothes and all these things. Don't worry. You've got the energy. God's going to, he knows you need all this stuff. He will be providing. Trust him. He said, main thing is, Jesus says, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God, God's reign. What does God require of you? Now, you say, well, what does he require of you? To work is one thing. You know, if you are healthy and able, yes. Don't sit back and say, well, God's going to, he clothes the flowers of the field and he's going to clothe me and I don't have to do anything. No. We have to work. That's his will. I do what I am, can do, can, trained to do, able to do. Yes. Right. Uh-huh. And then let it go from there. I'm working and I'm doing what I can do. I'm trying to take care of my family, my friends, myself. I'm going to Mass, trying to help the poor. Don't worry. He's got the rest of it all figured out. Yeah. So he'll provide all these things to you, says Jesus. This is not me. This is Jesus. So he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to have enough problems of its own. Don't add on to the troubles you're going to have today. So, yeah, you have a loving Father. A loving Father. Even in another place in the scriptures, he says, the hairs of your head are counted. He knows how many hairs are on the top of my head. I have no idea how many hairs on the top of my head. Somebody said, everybody's got 120. I heard that word once before, 120 or something like that. I don't think I've got that many. But anyway, so, or as St. Thomas Aquinas says in the 1200s, he says, God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. What? Yeah, God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. He takes care of us. And I love St. Edith Stein. Her religious name was Saint Benedicta of the Cross. Saint Edith Stein. Wow. I just love this saint. She's wonderful. Edith Stein. She was an atheist, a teacher of philosophy in Germany in the early 1900s. She was converted to Catholicism by reading. She just picked up the book, St. Teresa of Avila's book on her own life story, became a Catholic, a nun. Being Jewish, she was ultimately arrested and sent to Auschwitz, where she was gassed, killed to death. Her writings are wonderful, and I love what she says. She has something, my favorite saying of St. Edith Stein. She says this, quote, you ready? I have an ever deeper and firmer belief that nothing is merely an accident when seen in the light of God, that my whole life, down to the smallest details, has been marked out for me in the plan of divine providence, and my life has a completely coherent meaning in God's all-seeing eyes. So that's isn't that amazing? Edith Stein, wow. So, yes, what are the remedies when we are illness? Number one, do what you can. You know, but do it with peace, knowing that he's in charge. He's going to lead you to the right doctor, he's going to lead you where he wants you to be, where he knows you're going to be closer to him and closer to other people, and where you're going to have more love. Yes. And then pray, abandon yourself, trust in God. Remember, Saint Peter is starting to sink. He's starting to walk toward Jesus on the water. He starts to sink. Jesus, help me. He reaches out, and Jesus grabs him. Oh, you of little faith. Remember, grab the hand of the guy that walks on water. I'll be right back, Monsignor Frank Bignano. Thought of the Week.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company, providing premium outdoor landscaping, clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Monsignor Frank Bignano. We are talking about how to handle illness, and the church teaches very clearly, the Bible teaches very clearly, get help, get a doctor, whatever. That may be God's plan. It's probably God's plan. It's part of God's plan. Number one, do something. Number two, the big thing, abandon yourself to God. No matter what the doctor does, you and I are going to die someday. I mean, there's not a doctor around that can keep us alive for 200 years, whatever. So whatever he does, great, or she does, great, fine, try to do it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it works. But it's going to work for a while, right? So that's where faith comes in. God loves me. God is, as Thomas Aquinas says, God is closer to me than I am to myself. I am in the palm of his hand. I'm in the palm of his hand. Francis de Sales says, just be like a child, because that's what we are. Come on. And let the Father carry you. Let him pick you up and carry you for a while. And then he'll put you down, let you walk around, but keep holding on to his hand. And once in a while, he's going to pick you up. And folks, that's been my experience. I think God has carried me a long way, carried me. I look back and I go, what happened? He was carrying me. Right. And you, look back. He was carrying. And he's not going to stop carrying you. He's saying, well, that's it. I'm done. No. That's why Francis Sales says we have to abandon ourselves. He calls it self-abandonment. And he says, obey the known will of God, and then also obey his, what he calls, the will of good pleasure, what God allows. He's allowing it out of his goodness. So what's the known will of God? Well, we know what that is, Ten Commandments, things like that. Love your neighbor, help the poor. The scriptures tells us a lot about what he wills. We know that. But then there is the faith, the will of resignation. Okay, you bet, Lord. Your good pleasure. Sure. De Sales says this, and I love this guy, my favorite saint, Francis de Sales. And he wrote for lay people. I'm going to just tell you I'm going to read it right here. It's so clear. He says, God's will of good pleasure concerns those events we cannot foresee. For instance, I do not know if I'm going to die tomorrow. But I come to see that, well, it's the good pleasure of God that I do die tomorrow. There's going to be some tomorrow when I'm going to die. I abandon myself to his good pleasure, and I die willingly. In the same way, I don't know whether the coming year is going to, all the fruits of the earth are going to be destroyed by tornadoes or storms or unfavorable weather. And if some kind of a plague happens, that has happened, all right, that was God's good pleasure. He allows the flu thing to happen or COVID or whatever. So I'm there. I try to fight it off, but I say, okay, that's it, Lord. There's something you're teaching me or teaching us through this. And he goes on to talk about that. So there are matters in which the known will of God must be united with his good pleasure. And I said that before. The known will of God is go see a doctor. God's good pleasure is what happens. You know, what's the outcome? Okay. So in summary, De Sales says, look, he says, self-renunciation is the virtue of virtues. I renounce myself. I totally abandon myself into the loving hands of my Father. If they weren't loving hands, I'd be crazy to do that. But I'm not crazy to do that. Like Matthew chapter 6, your Father knows your needs even before you ask him. Even before you ask for something, he already knows it. In fact, one of the saints says, thank God ahead of time. He knows what you're going to ask. He's going to do something. Thank him ahead of time. How do you like that? Thank God ahead of time. So he goes on to say that self-renunciation, just saying what I want, I want to do what what you want done, and I will do all that I know what you want done, but I renounce my own pleasure, whatever. You're in charge. You love me more than I love me. So he says that is the cream of charity, the odor of humility, the merit of patience, the fruit of perseverance. This great virtue, he calls it self-renunciation, and is practiced by God's most beloved children. Even Jesus on the cross. Yeah. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Gee. So, yes, that's self-renunciation. And then also, it's very important that we... In time of illness, that we continue our religious practices. There's a book out called The Science Behind the Benefits of Religion, The Science Behind the Benefits of Religion by David DeCento. And this is a very interesting study. He's a psychologist, and he did some a lot of research, he and his associates. And they started to look at people who practice religion, Jews, Muslims, Catholics. They have rituals in their life, and those who have none of that. They said it's pretty amazing. People who have religious practices, he says, and when we compare them with the groups that don't, it's interesting. I'm going to quote him. Taking part in religious practices lessens anxiety, depression, and it even increases physical health and even reduces the risk of an early death, close quote. That's exactly what the researchers said. Right. Taking part in religious practices lessens anxiety and depression, increases physical health, and even reduces the risk of an early death. So what do you do in time of illness? What do you do all the time? The religious practices. So, yeah, psychologically, the psychologists say it's great stuff. So we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to keep talking about how to handle illnesses. Monsignor Frank Pignano, Iowa Catholic Radio, Thought of the Week.
Thank you, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, for sponsoring my show. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning on Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule, servicing Des Moines for over 15 years. They obey the rules to live by, especially the Golden Rule. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
The annual open house for Dowling Catholic High School prospective students is Sunday morning, November 7th, starting at 11. Student ambassadors will give a tour of the school, meet the teachers, moderators, coaches, and learn about tuition assistance. Learn more at dowlingcatholic.org.
Ladies, please join us for our women's conference, Spiritual Protection for Such a Time as This, hosted by Iowa Catholic Radio on Saturday, October 30th at the Embassy Suites downtown. The conference begins with Mass, followed by powerful national and local speakers who will give you the tools to spiritually protect yourself and your families. For more information and to register, go to iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic United Financial Medicare experts on Friday, November 5th for a Medicare informational workshop at 11 a.m. or 4 p.m. at the new Iowa Catholic Radio location, 1355 50th Street, Suite 500 in West Des Moines. If you're 65 or older, it pays to do your homework, compare plans, and get a better understanding at this free Medicare educational workshop on Friday, November 5th at 11 a.m. or 4 p.m. Call Iowa Catholic Radio to RSVP at 515-223-1150. Space is limited.
Thank you, Ashworth Vision Clinic, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ashworth Vision Clinic online at ashworthvision.com. Ashworth Vision Clinic, 515-440-4610.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the sports report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com.
Monsignor Frank Pignano, we're talking about handling our illnesses. Okay, now, sometimes that illness is going to be the last one, right? I'm going to be dying. All right. So what do we do? Folks, the last rites, very, very important. Get a hold of a priest and don't wait until the person is just almost gone. No, because the more conscious that person is, the more receptive they are to God's grace. Okay. So let me tell you about the last rites. We say, well, I want the last rites. What do you mean by that? I don't know, whatever the last rites are. Let me explain what they are. Are you ready? There are six parts of the last rites. Okay. Number one, do you want to go to confession? Confess any sins. Let's get rid of them right now. The sacrament of reconciliation takes 2 seconds. Okay. Number two, I read them the scriptures, the word of God. Why? To engender faith. This is what Jesus says. You know, I have you in the palm of my hand, et cetera, those type of scriptures. Okay. Number three, I lay my hands on their head. Okay. Just like a confirmation. It's called an epiclesis, the coming of the Holy Spirit to this person that I'm going to anoint in a second here. That's number three. I lay my hands quietly on their head for maybe 30 seconds, whatever. Number four, I anoint them on their forehead and then on the palms of their hands. And I say the prayer of anointing, Lord, as I anoint them. Okay, next one is I give them the Holy Eucharist. Now, the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus, the host, okay, that's also called viaticum when it's the last time they receive. Viaticum is Latin word via, go with him. That this is the passing over, you might say, sacrament. This is the sacrament that passes you over to heaven. So the Eucharist is very important for a dying person. It will. Jesus is right there, and he's taking them by the hand and passing them over into eternity. All right, that's number five. And the last one is the apostolic pardon, and that's when the priest gives the plenary indulgence to the person and blesses that person. Now, the apostolic pardon, what does that do? The apostolic pardon removes all temporal punishment due to sin. What does that mean? Okay. Eternal punishment due to sin is hell, right? Temporal punishment due to sin is purgatory. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, whenever I am sorry for a sin, my sin is removed by, say, confession or whatever. My sin is gone. Yet there is a residue of the sin in me. It's done something to damage me. For example, if I really hurt somebody, and then I tell the person that I'm sorry, I am sorry, but what's going on? What's happening is I still feel badly, right? So sin always hurts the sinner. So what does the apostolic pardon do? Purgatory purges away all the residue of sin. There you go. And that's what the apostolic pardon does. It's called a plenary indulgence. The plenary indulgence. So that's what the last rites are. So when people talk about, I want the last rites, you got it. If you were taking notes, I'll go over it again. Number one, you have a priest. Only a priest can do it. The person goes to confession, all right? Number two, he reads a little bit of the scriptures to give him hope and trust and faith in God's presence. Number three, he lays his hands on the head of that person. That's called the coming of the Holy Spirit to that person. It's epiclesis. That's what happens at confirmation. Hands are placed on the head of the person, and then they receive the chrism. Epiclesis. Very important. Number four, now the anointing with holy oil on the person's forehead and on the palms of their hands. Okay. Number five, the person then receives Holy Communion, the viaticum, the bread for the journey, the passing over bread, they call it. It's called viaticum, means the passing over. Now Jesus is there to help him pass over into eternity. And finally, all the residue that sin has left in them, whatever it is removed. And that's the apostolic pardon, the plenary indulgence, apostolic pardon. And if you're dying and a priest comes in, after he gives you communion, says, well, that does, you go, hey, Father, excuse me, Father, can I please have the apostolic pardon, the plenary indulgence? Oh, yeah, here, it's on page, yeah. So make sure the priest... And they do, you know, once in a while, somebody might forget that. But so the last rites, very important. It's something we all have a right to have, and it's something that the church wants to give us. Because remember, Jesus loved the sick. He did. The scripture is loaded with Jesus, with sick people coming to Jesus. And remember that man, they lowered him down through the roof because they couldn't get through the door with him on a stretcher. And Jesus says, I heal you. He says, I forgive you your sins. And everybody goes, who's this guy forgiving sins? And Jesus says, just to show you I can do it, get up and walk. And the guy did it, a miracle. Same thing. The sacraments are the touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. That's the definition of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so if you're ill, if you're at you're getting there, it looks like you're not going to make it, somebody else, get a priest. Say, I want the last rites. And this is something that you want to definitely have in your dying moments. Now, even if there's not a priest there, hold a crucifix in your hand. Because it's many theologians say that would take the place of all this if there's no priest available or there's some accident you're involved in. So, or just simply say a prayer. Don't worry, God will take care of you. Well, that's it. Monsignor Frank Bignon talking about the last rites. God bless you, and may God continue to watch over you and me day by day. Monsignor Frank Bignon, Iowa Catholic Radio. Thought of the Week.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.